This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report on Tuesday, the 24th of March. I'm Susanna Streeter. So it's time to find out how the financial markets have been faring. I spoke to Doug McIntyre of 24/7 Wall Street and asked him how stocks have performed overall.
Market was slightly down. You had bad news early in the morning. The Chinese PMI was down to an 11-month low. Then all of a sudden, Germany was up to an 8-month high. So there's still this tension about, you know, are the world's largest economies right now getting better or are they getting worse?
Yeah, because some surprise news there, really, from Europe. Much more optimistic, that index, the Purchasing Managers Index, than has been previously in the past few months.
Germany was excellent. And, again, the only thing I'm saying is that if that had stood on its own, it probably would have driven the markets up. You know, the China PMI came out 4 hours earlier, and it was much softer than expected. But the German number could fairly lead you to believe that the entire Eurozone is doing somewhat better than most analysts think, and that if you were willing to discount Greece almost altogether, that things in Europe are much better than most people believe.
What impact has the slight fall in the price of oil had on the markets today?
Oil was relatively flat today. I think that I would look at it sort of as an ongoing issue, and that is that oil has come back down in the last 2 or 3 weeks, and it's stayed down. There have been no sharp spikes up. So there's an anticipation that oil could stay around $48 for what's called WTI, U.S. crude. And there are very few people who try to make the argument that low oil prices are bad for the economy.
And that was Doug McIntyre from Wall Street 24/7. Now, on Wall Street, the Dow was down 0.6% at 18,011. And at the end of the day in London, the 100 share index was down 0.3% at 7,019. Gold is trading at $1,193 an ounce. And May, New York light crude oil was up 9 cents at $47.6 a barrel.